Welcome to this energy session. Rise up. We all li are living in turbulent times in this world, and it's constantly changing, and it's going to keep changing. It requires us to change with it. We can be flexible and malleable and go with the flow and adapt and change. Or we can fight it and it's like hitting a wall. Personally, I'd rather go through it with grace. So, what we're going to do is two processes tonight, and it's different than most of these energy sessions. And what we're going to do is we're going to help establish within you an ability to rise up above the clatter and chatter. So please, 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 please think of the serenity prayer, attributed to Reinhold Niebuhr from the 1930s, I think. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference. Well, we're going to use the alternate version. God, grant me the grace to accept with serenity the things that I can't change. Give me the courage, dear Lord, to change the things which can be and should be changed, and the wisdom to be able to tell the difference. So that's sort of the idea of this rise up above the din. Good, good, good. Yay. And we had a little bit of computer issues. I don't know what was going on, but I couldn't record in the other medium, and so we're using Zoom for this one. So it's going to look a little different, sound a little different. And you can't dial in. But that's okay for the recording I'm at. Good, good, good. So what are these processes that we're going to do? One is going to help you energetically be at grace, be at peace, be at ease. While all the turmoil is happening around you, so that you can think more clearly, so that you can make better choices and go through whatever needs to be gone through. Yay. There, that's probably better. Ah, good, 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 good. Please use this whenever you need to. I'm going to try and keep this short. So we're going to do a little opening to set the stage. Raphael, Michael, Gabriel, Uriel, Orel, Krael, Yisharu, come forth now. And help us create safe, sacred space within which to do this work and orient the cube of space in absolute perfection. Thank you. Let's raise up, rejuvenate, refresh the towers of divine hope around our abodes. And if you haven't created one, let's just be in the center of the core of being and ask that it be created. Good, good, good. So let us purify with these beloved Ofanim, these archangels. Let's purify all the sacred objects and places and spaces within our homes. And if you have any mirtis, then let's allow the energy to come through us and feed those mirtis now. Don't have any mirtis, don't know where they are, don't know what they are. That's okay. You don't need to. Thank you so much, beloved Ofanim. Amen, amen, and amen, 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 and amen. Beloved Ofanim, we are so grateful. Amen. Kadosh, 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 Adonai Tzvaot. Melo kol ha'aretz kvodo. Melo kol ha'aretz nifota. Yehi devar ha'elohim molech elyon. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of hosts. God who fills everything with the honor and glory of God. God who fills everything with miraculous wonders. Let God's word reign supreme. So let's choose to be in the center of the core of being, please. Have the thought to activate the base chakra, that's the one below the feet. And now choose to be deep within the I Am presence. Just choose to be there, you don't have to go there. And let's take three relaxed, deep breaths. How wonderful is that? So you may notice that you brought energies back with you. So there in the center of the core being is return. Let's activate these energies, means turn them on. Let's energize them, it means kick them up into the excited state. Let's amplify it, means increase the amplitude of the waves. And let's anchor it, lock it in on our node in the center of the core of being. So now let's form divine white gold around our node in the center of the core of being. And just allow it to expand gracefully and gradually from that node until it's sitting at your perimeter, clearing your field as it goes. And now cut all the cords. And your field is large. It's not against your skin. It's not here. You can't even reach it. You're 55 feet across, 16.7 meters across. It's a lot. And let's cut all the cords. When you cut the cords, no one can send you energy, and you can't send it to others temporarily. Well, through the cords, you can't send it. So let's connect the chakras now, base to 108, all the inner chakra connections all at once. Chakras connect to one another like the longitudinal lines on a globe, like the segments of an orange. Good. So wonderful. So simple. So let us start this first process. To help raise you up. To help appease your emotions. And we'll say thank you to the emotions for letting us know. They did their job. They're not needed anymore. This process will also help soothe all of those thoughts that just won't stop. So let's choose this process and be in the center of the core being. Let's allow this process fully and completely. And let's accept this process now. Then all you need to do is sit, relax, breathe. That's all simple to do, right? And try to stay in the center of the core being. And if your mind begins to wander, as soon as you notice, just choose to be in the center of the core being again. And this process has begun. Center the core being. Activate the base chakra. Just allow, just be. Well, good. Very, very good. If it's really noisy in this room here, you can't even think. It's so noisy, you can't hear yourself think. And it's just, and you have important things you have to choose and decide. So you go into this room where it's quiet, make your choices, do what you need to do, and then you can go back or not. In a similar fashion, what we're going to do is just remove ourselves from the din temporarily. Creating a peaceful, sacrosanct space for ourselves. So that we can be with ourselves, so that we know what we need to do, so that you can do prayer work, energy work, or use your brain to figure things out. That's the nature of this next process. So please choose this process. Allow it fully and accept it. And it'll begin. Sometimes you just need the quiet. To help dull the emotions, soften the mind, so that you can do what you need to do. Allow it fully. Accept it. Let yourself change. So you don't have to succumb to the emotional and mental noise of the world. Especially those things you cannot affect. Quick and easy. Very simple. Sometimes you're going to need to go back and do that other process. Sometimes you're going to need to repeat both of these processes immediately just because we're too agitated. And that's okay. You're allowed to. These were designed that way, so you can. Very, very good thing. There's so much happening out there, all over the place. But when it comes to you, how can you make the best choices? How can you make the best decisions? Not in the moment of the noise. Yes, emotional noise, mental noise, it's out there. People say something and it just strikes you wrong. It's okay. Trying to release the need to make things right, impose your sense of justice on things. Except when it's appropriate. That's why we ask God to help us know the difference when it's appropriate and when it's not. It's a very simple subject. But it's very, very complex. Please repeat this as many times as you'd like. I'm so grateful for all of you, and so grateful to God. Thank you so, so much. God bless.